Well, I want to speak to you this evening really on just a couple of words in the passage, the last passage that was read to us, where the angel told the shepherds that he brought them good tidings of great joy. Now, I like on these carol service occasions, as many of you will know, to try and involve the children. And this year is going to be more difficult than usual. I don't think, invite you to come up and put stuff on the board as you have done in the past, because of all the rules and regulations around distancing and all the rest. But nevertheless, I hope, children, that you will interact with me. Even the older children with masks on, if I can hear you, and the younger ones can call out as well. I don't know how well you can see at the back, but I've put up a title for my talk, which is Joy in a Sad World. Joy in a Sad World. The angel brought a message of joy to these shepherds. And it was a time of sadness in their world as well. We've been through a tough time in our world, haven't we, this year. It's been difficult for all of us in different ways. And Christmas then is a time when we want to put aside our troubles and focus on things that are joyful, that can bring us real joy. Well, the shepherds lived in a sad world. It was a sad world because they were in a country that was occupied by the Romans, and they were really held captive in their own country. Their proud nation had once again been invaded. Well, let's think of some of the sad things that have happened in our world this year. Without using that big word that begins with C, can you mention some of the sad things that have happened in our world this year? What has made this world, this year, a sad year for us? What's perhaps the saddest thing that can happen, say, in your family? What would be the absolutely saddest thing that could happen, do you think? Anybody going to help me with that?
Death.
Death. That's right. That's the saddest thing, isn't it? People dying. People dying. Now, as of about 7 o'clock on Friday evening, in our country, 590,097 people had died this year. 590,000 people had died. Of those, about 66,500 were COVID-related deaths. And of course, those are the ones that we tend to hear about. But the total number of deaths is 590,000, which is roughly the same as the same period 2 years ago. I didn't manage to find the details for last year, but 2 years ago it was roughly the same level of deaths. But this year we're much more aware of it because of the news about that word that I'm not meant to be using just yet. So that's one thing that's been sad this year. People dying, that's sad. What else has happened that's been sad this year? Anybody else going to help me at the back there? What's been sad this year? Can you think of some things? Might have to depend on the older children, I think. Or even the grown-ups. Yes, Robert? Yeah, but that sort of encompasses lots of things. So I want some more detail of what that has meant for people in terms of what's happened. Well, those are sad things that happen, yeah, but I'm thinking of in our country, in the UK, and there hasn't been persecution, we're thankful to say.
Loneliness.
Sorry?
Loneliness.
Oh dear, you're all thinking of things I haven't got. Loneliness, yeah, that's certainly been a sad thing, hasn't it? Well, no, I have got that in a way. Let's put this one up. No visits to relatives. Right, there have been people left lonely because they haven't been able to be visited, perhaps their older relatives in a home, and so there's been loneliness, hasn't there? No visits to relatives, loneliness. Thank you, Grace. Yeah, so that's been really sad. What else shall we put up? Well, let me put up this one. Weddings cancelled. Some people have cancelled their weddings, perhaps postponed them, I should say, put them back for another year. But that's sad. People planning to get married, and they've had to cancel all their plans for this year, try and work something out again for next year. Anything else? Yes? Well done. People losing their jobs. Yeah, that's really sad, isn't it? Lots of people have lost their jobs, and there may be many more still going to lose their jobs. Two more things. Oh, this one is very sad, but perhaps the children may not think that's sad to start with. School cancelled. That's sad, wasn't it? You might have thought, no, that's not going to be sad. And then you realised, I know some of you are homeschooled anyway, but then you realise school's cancelled, but even at home you've still got to do schoolwork. So it wasn't much fun, was it? And you miss your friends, again, a bit of loneliness. School being cancelled isn't much fun, really. And what about this one? Lots of people had their holidays cancelled, didn't they? Some of us were able to go on holiday, but some of us, I know, weren't able to go. That was sad, wasn't it? It was a sad thing. All these sad things happened. Well, what was the cause, apart from lockdown, which Robert mentioned, what was the cause of all of these things happening? Now you can, that's the word. Yeah, I heard somebody say it. Coronavirus. All of these things really were caused by coronavirus, weren't they? All these sad things happened just because of this one thing, coronavirus, and everything else has unfolded from that and our response to that. All these terrible things that have happened. And you know, that's a picture in a way of how all of the trouble in this world is caused by just one thing. It's not such a long word as coronavirus. What is the one thing that causes all the trouble in the world? Yes. Sin, that's right. Sin is the one thing that causes all of the trouble in the world, ultimately. All the sadness, all the pain, all the heartbreak, all the deaths, all the family breakups, all the fighting, all the persecution, all of the things cause so much sadness. But we mustn't stop there, must we? Because the point of this message is to tell you about joy in a sad world. All I've done so far is help to set out and remind us all, as if we needed reminding, that we're in a sad world at the present time. We know that all too well, all caused by coronavirus, part of being in a fallen world. So what's going to bring us joy? And I want you to think about three things. Just hold a second. Right, I've got a little picture here. Can you see about what that picture is? It's the ones at the back, really, who use it mostly. Well, the little ones who can't talk probably will use it mostly. Can you see what it is? That's the one. Yeah, it's a baby's rattle. I don't know who's making the rattling sound, but it sounded very much like it. It's a baby's rattle. Okay, what will bring joy? You see, as well as 590,000 deaths in our country up to now, as up to Friday evening, there had been 812,107 births in our country. And that brings joy, doesn't it? A new life is a genuine source of joy. Joy for the family, the friends of this little one who's been born into the world. It's a source of joy. Well, it's less of a source of joy for the wider population, isn't it? I'm sure when the shepherds were first told a baby has been born in Bethlehem, they could have been a bit puzzled. They obviously knew this was something dramatic because it was an angel telling them. But if just some random person had come up to them and said, oh, a baby's been born in Bethlehem, they would have said, big deal. We know that Bethlehem General Hospital has a maternity wing. Babies are born there every week. Why do we need to be told about a baby being born? Yes, we're pleased for the family. Glad to hear everything went all right. But it's not one of our relatives. We're not really that interested. Pleased for you, but not really our problem. Okay. Next picture. What's that a picture of? Can you see? A crown? Yes. The ones who are putting their hands up aren't getting a look in, I'm afraid. It's a crown, that's right. It's a crown. Okay. So, when my children were born, when the children here were born, I'm sure it didn't make headline news in the newspapers, did it? didn't make headline news. But when Prince George was born, back on the 22nd of July 2013, it was headline news. And even if you're not a monarchist, you had to acknowledge that the future King of England had been born. When a king is born, that is much more of a big deal, isn't it? When a king is born, that brings joy to the nation. Not just to a family and a few friends, but the whole nation is rejoicing to hear that a king has been born. How much joy that filled you with, of course, would depend on how much of a monarchist you are. But for the shepherds to be told that the king had been born in Bethlehem, this was amazing. And that's what they were told. He is Christ the Lord. He is God's promised, anointed king. He has been born in Bethlehem. It's the king that so many Jews had been looking forward to all these years. That alone must have brought joy to the shepherds. Of course, many misunderstood what sort of king Jesus was going to be. And maybe even the shepherds themselves didn't fully understand it. We know that when King Herod was told a king had been born, he thought this would be a threat to his reign as the king over Judea, didn't he? But Jesus wasn't going to be a military king to rise up against imperial Rome. He was going to be a king of a spiritual kingdom, ruling over the hearts of his followers. What is the third picture for you? What's this a picture of? Give me the first shot.
A life belt.
A life belt. Okay. A life belt. Okay. That's what that is. Because what were the shepherds told? The one who's been born, this baby who's been born, is a saviour. In fact, I put on my panel here, the saviour. The saviour is born. Joy to the world. That, you may remember, was the beginning of our first carol this evening. Joy to the world. It's joy for everybody. That's what, it's a joyful message for everybody, I should say. That's what the shepherds were told, wasn't it? It's a message for all people. Because we all need to be saved from the sad consequences of sin that we thought about earlier at the start of this talk. This is a message of good news. And that's why I left in our service sheet the third verse of that first hymn, which wasn't sung on the soundtrack. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He, Jesus, comes to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found. Jesus has come to bring salvation to men and women and boys and girls. Now, I put up a picture of a life belt. In some ways, that picture isn't a very good picture to describe what Jesus did, is it? What do you do if you're going to if you're going to save somebody using a life belt? What are you going to do? You throw it out to them, don't you? You stand on the shore and you throw it out to them, and hopefully they'll grab hold of it and then you can pull them in and they'll be saved. Yeah? So that's not a very good picture, actually, is it, of what Jesus did? Because Jesus didn't just stay up in heaven and throw us a rope, as it were, that we've got to get hold of and climb up to get up to heaven. Jesus himself came down. Jesus, to use the swimming picture, Jesus, as it were, dived into the choppy waters to rescue the person who's drowning. Jesus came down to this world with all of its sin and all of its problems to save us. He didn't just stay up in the safety of heaven, he came down to this earth. And of course, we know that the story of Jesus' life begins in Bethlehem, where Jesus was born. But it doesn't end there, does it? Jesus' life didn't end in Bethlehem. Where did Jesus' life end?
Jerusalem.
It ended in Jerusalem. Children have got to be quicker, otherwise the adults will jump in. Jerusalem, that's right. Or just outside the walls of Jerusalem, where Jesus' life was brought to an end as he died upon the cross. He died there to pay the price for sin, so that all those who trust in him will not perish but have everlasting life. So this is great news, not just for a family and their friends, not just for a nation, but good news for all people. It's joy to the world. The message of the angel is one that should bring real joy to you. Yes, this earth is under a curse because of mankind's sin. It's groaning. But God has goodwill toward all men, as the shepherd, as the angels sang above the hills outside Bethlehem. And the evidence of God's goodwill is that he gave his son to be the saviour of the world. So the message of the Bible is both simple and awesome. By faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you may know the joy of sins forgiven and peace with God, which no one can take away from you. You will indeed know comfort and joy. And my prayer then for each one of us here and each of you watching at home, that you too will know the comfort and joy that the angel brought to the shepherds as he brought this message of good news, that God had sent his son Jesus into the world in order to bring salvation to us. May God grant to you then that peace and that joy, both at this Christmas time and in all your future days. We're going to have the last carol now. It's accompanied by the soundtrack. O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Well, at this point, I would normally, of course, welcome you all to stay for refreshments. I'm sorry we can't do that this year, but hopefully another year. But I would just like to mention that we do have our service here on Christmas morning at 10 o'clock. If you're able to be with us, we'd be delighted to have you here again at that time. Or if you're able to watch online, again, you'll be very, very welcome to do that. It'd be lovely to have you watching us online. If you're online, there's one thing you won't be able to do. If the weather's nice and we feel so inclined, after the service is over, we could sing one or two carols, socially distanced, all of us out on the grass, or as many of us as want to do that. As I say, we're service here, short service, 10 o'clock on Christmas morning. Let's close with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message that you gave to the angel to give to those shepherds. We thank you that you gave to them faith to believe that message and to rejoice in the Saviour that you had provided. And we pray then that each one of us might find in our hearts a joy and peace that all the troubles in this world cannot overwhelm. We pray that at this time when we have known so much distress and trouble this year, we may have our hearts fixed immovably upon the joy of knowing that you gave your Son to be our Saviour. Grant, we pray, that each one of us might know him as our Saviour. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.